Good morning, Jeff. Morning.
All right. It's the frustrating times we're living in here sometimes. Karis, you were here the other day. It seems like it was last week, right?
Yeah, sure was.
I thought so. And you said you'd be back to talk a little bit more about what happens out at Sarah Park, and you were going to bring Chris Bembinster with you. And so we're here, and just like you said.
Yeah.
So Huawei, first of all, Chris, I'm going to ask you first. Your title out there at Huawei is what? You're the chairman of the board?
I am. Just another guy on the board. I don't like to use some of those titles. I'm just one of the guys out there that helps out and keeps that building running.
But when stuff goes wrong, yours is the phone that rings.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, first one probably. Yeah.
Okay, so what is Huawei and Huawei Committee? What is it and what do you do?
So Huawei is a board that manages the building down at Sarah Park. Okay. Obviously, it sits on city property, but the deal years ago was they help us out here and there. We kind of one hand washes the other, but we don't get a lot of financial help. Everything that we do at the building, the rentals, the advertising, anything we do is how we maintain that building. So we're always looking for a way to get better at that.
Where'd the whole idea come from for this building and the committee to run it? What are the origins of that? Do you know that? Do you know the history?
Well, actually, Greg here was one of the guys, I believe, that was one of the first ones on the board, and it was a dream of guys to have a building down here in an ice rink, because back in the day, if you played hockey, or I don't even think there was figure skating back then, but if you played hockey, it was over by Pride Park where they do the outdoor rink now, and there was a building there, and I mean, God love it, I've got good memories because I played hockey there. So a great group of individuals put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into that building, and got it together. I mean, we were just talking about, I think there's 5 or 6 additions onto that building. Started out as a set of bathrooms, then the hall, then the rink, and then the bathrooms and the locker rooms in the back and the Zamboni room and now the front entryway. But it's been a long process, but a lot of great individuals in this town have been a part of that building.
So besides playing hockey and playing bingo, what else happens out there? It's a big part of Fall Ride, that's for sure.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, so if you go to the winter, it's hockey, figure skating, and both of those organizations are doing really, really well. I mean, they got a little fluctuation here and there, but a lot of great people involved there. In the summer, we do now pickleball. I mean, that's huge. It's crazy.
It's
really?
Absolutely crazy. They go 6 days a week in the morning and 2 days at night.
I haven't had satellite or streaming TV. I've been dealing with local channels. There was one of the local channels yesterday had professional pickleball.
Oh, yes. And they're down there. They're down there practicing. There's a couple of pros down there. They don't let anybody know, but yeah, they're down there
really?
Right now. Oh, God, yes.
It's
absolutely.
Really taken off in this town.
It's amazing. But yeah, we do the antique outboard show. The last couple of years, we've hosted a Vets on Water fishing tournament that come in. Really great group of people. And then the Fall Ride. Yeah, we're gearing up for that right now. It should be fun down there this coming up.
So, Karis, as far as the community is concerned and the Chamber of Commerce, your job is to sell this community to visitors and people that want to relocate here. So what does Sarah Park and Huawei mean to this community from the Chamber's perspective?
Well, I'm actually going to take my Chamber hat off.
Okay.
I'm on the board with Chris.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
We want to get people in the building because it is a community space. So that's the goal going forward, is to get more people in the building to see the use and to be able to work with other organizations.
And I had guests here last week as well, folks from the Rock Church. They're also utilizing the Activity Center now for their services, and they're trying to find a place that they can expand. And so is the Sarah Park Activity Center, is it full to capacity, or is there room for more events there? Do we need another community center? What's your perspective on that?
I mean, we have more space. It just depends on the time of the year.
Okay.
I mean, between hockey and figure, the rink is taken up during the winter months. But we open that up. PCA hosts their picnic there in the summer, their family picnic. And the antique outboard show takes up a lot of that, too.
So, Chris, back to you. As far as your perspective, what else do you see in the future for Sarah Park's Activity Center out there?
Well, we would love to find a way to generate more use of that building.
Okay.
And we
with more use comes more funds,
exactly.
I would assume.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And it's not like the building needs a lot of attention right now.
Okay.
I mean, we're going out to look for grants and certain things right now because there's some parts of that building that are probably 30, 40 years old and they need some attention.
Okay.
Bingo has been a huge one for us the last couple of years. We've been doing really, really well. I mean, it's a great group of people that come down. And this year, I think Paul Garner obviously has been a part of it. He would agree that this year we've seen more new faces in the bingo hall than we have in years past. It's absolutely amazing. But the back of the building needs to be utilized a little bit more and a little bit better, and that's what we're trying to work on right now.
So what's a bingo crowd like out there on a Wednesday? I have no idea. I've never been out there.
I'll say this. This year we set a record, and I don't remember the exact number, but it was 350 or 60.
Yeah. 353 people came.
We had people in the new entryway, and Carr and I and Paul Garner were running back and forth from the caller spot over to that to call the numbers back and forth because we maxed capacity in the bingo hall, and we had people sitting in the entryway. It was hilarious, but
some of those big jackpots lately, that probably is doing a lot to aid in so many people coming out.
Yeah, that one was
over on July 3rd.
Yeah, it was over $4,000.
Yeah. So big crowds for bingo, and go figure, 350 folks at one bingo session.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was a new record, but we have not went under 100. Most of the time we're in the 120 to 160 range.
Yeah.
So is it, besides playing the game of bingo, what is it? Is it just a camaraderie among folks? Is it something that we just get together for? What's the big draw? I mean...
Yes. A lot of people like to give Chris a lot of stuff during the games.
Oh, really? Yes. So they just go out there to give
it's constant. Yeah. Yes. Oh, it's constant.
But besides that, I mean, the folks are great. This was my first year doing it because I hopped on the board in October, and so this was my first year experiencing it, and it is different. Yeah.
So how does it work with somebody has a big gathering, and there's not a lot of places here in town that you can put a whole bunch of people together in one place? So what does it take to rent the place, and what do you rent it out for?
So it's pretty simple. It's just contacting one of the board members. We got a simple form to fill out. The bingo hall for a day is $400 with a $100 deposit, as long as you kind of pick it up, because we're all volunteers. We don't have a cleaning service.
Right.
And almost everybody knows that. I mean, it's something that we're probably going to have to look into in the next, 6 months to a year is how to get this a little bit better, because we have to compete a little with the hotels in Inshallah. Sure. They've got the banquet halls, and they do a great job. I mean, absolutely. Not trying to take anything away from anybody.
Right.
And we're trying to make some upgrades to the building. We put a new floor in. We painted part of that, and we're trying to upgrade it from the 80s.
There was a lot of wood in that building, in that room.
Yeah.
So the wood gets old and rots and deteriorates over the years. And so what are some of the other, let's talk about some of these projects. What are some of the projects that need attention more sooner than later? Do you have a priority list of jobs that need getting done?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, our electrical system, we've started a little bit of that, and we've talked to a few people, but automatic lights are a big one, because people don't turn the lights off and then they're on all night, and that just everything costs money right now.
Right.
So that's a big one. Electric, changing everything over. We did the whole rink over at LEDs to get away from the old units, and now we're trying to do that with the old halogen bulbs to get them into LEDs, and slowly but surely we're chipping away at things like that. And like upgrades, like I said, the hall's from the 80s. It needs a facelift.
And as we were talking before we went on the air, finding contractors with available time, yet alone ability to maybe donate some of their services to get some of this done.
Almost an impossibility.
Don't hold your breath now.
And we've got a really neat group of people on our board right now that are willing to donate their time. That floor is, and I forget how many square feet it's, and I should know it off the top of my head. It's almost 5,000 square feet, I believe. But we knocked that floor out with the board members and a couple of their kids in like 3 hours, main part of the floor. All volunteers.
I mean, you're building the floor from
scratch? No, just putting flooring down.
It was a new type of vinyl flooring that we
put down. And we were there for a little bit longer doing the kitchen area, a lot of cutting. But the main floor, we did it in 3 hours, which is amazing.
Is there a certain time of year where availabilities are more available than other times of year, or is it just a luck of the draw kind of thing? If you have a family reunion, you want everybody to get together at the same place. Is there better times of year than others where availability is easier?
Availability for the bingo hall, all year long.
Okay.
There's nothing that overtakes it. I mean, the small little organizations that we talked about that come in, they've got it for a day or two here or there. But anywhere.
The big one is summer with bingo.
Yep. Well, it's just Wednesdays.
Yeah, and that's it. So.
Okay. And most people are going to do something on the weekends, which, we've had weddings, graduation parties, all things like that. It's just, we got to get better at it.
But, Karis, just put that chamber hat on just for a second. This has to be a draw. This, when people are looking for a place to retire, a place to just vacation, a place to put down some roots if they're younger, they want to know that all the stuff is in this community that they're going to want to use and that, adhere to their interests. So this has got to be important to the city as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it does draw people in. Besides the stuff that we have going on inside, there's also tournaments outside on the ball fields from softball and baseball that are, like, the Rod Tim one is a huge one.
Mm-hmm.
Chamber just gave them actually $6,000 towards upgrading the fields and the dugouts and things for the longevity. So it's getting the effort in, and then hopefully the people will stay around.
So if we could make a wish list here, Chris, I'll start with you with this question. If you had a wish list, what would those wishes be for? What's the very first thing that you'd like to see happen based on our conversation that we're having now? We're getting the word out there. So based on this, what would you like to see happen once you walk out the door?
People understand what's going on down there. It seems like we have not yet got out there, even in just in the community, what Huawei really is.
Okay.
I mean, I joke around that it's Algonquin, but apparently it's Indian for meeting place by the water. So, you know, it's perfect.
That's what it is.
Yeah, exactly right. But making sure everybody understands not necessarily who we are, but what we do, and down there with the building and how things have to go, and then we need to find a way to make the upgrades, and that's what we're working on.
You know, and it's one of those things that it's a generality in life. You don't always appreciate what you have until you don't have it. And so once something starts to age, if you're not going to keep it up, it's not going to be there anymore. And once it's gone, then what? It's going to cost a lot more to replace it, that's for sure, than it is to maintain this.
Oh, without question.
It really pays for the community to get behind this.
Yeah. I mean, that building, honestly, if we had to replace what's there right now, we're talking in the millions, probably 4 or 5 pretty easy, just to replace what's there.
And as we get closer and closer to the end of the year, a lot of people start thinking taxes, and some people want to think about charitable donations and things like that. I'll bet you'd love to start a conversation with somebody that's looking for a nice nonprofit to donate some money to.
That'd
at tax time.
And we're trying to find a way to recognize. There's plaques in the building for each addition where a lot of community members here, businesses, individuals donated money to get that building where it is. And I think that's something else that we need to work through quickly to be able to get that to the community again.
I would also think, and Kara's here, you might be able to help me out with this one too. I would also think that like after a session of bingo, you got 300 people all in one place. Sometimes there's food there, sometimes they're not. They might want to go out to eat or go out and have a couple drinks. So having this situation there, I'll bet you some of the businesses spike after Wednesday night bingo at Huawei too.
Well, we get done late, and actually most of the kitchens are closed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so yeah. We don't
leave. I didn't
leave.
Know it went that late.
It goes until about 10.
Really?
So by the time we leave from cleaning, it's like 10:30, 11 o'clock.
Okay.
So, I mean, yes, but there's also, the concessions are there every week.
Okay.
So it rotates between the Methodist and TAVE on who hosts it and who gets the profits from the concession stand.
It just goes to show I need to probably get out to a bingo session some Wednesday night just so I know what's going on out
You'd
there.
You'd never regret it, I promise you.
Yeah. Well, 10 o'clock is way past my bedtime, but we'll see. Maybe I can take a day off on a Thursday or something. So the majority of our conversation this morning, we want to get the word out about Huawei and Sarah Parks Activity Center. Nothing good is free, that's for sure. Well, very few things that are good are free in this world. And so as the thing ages, it's just going to start to, that wish list is going to get bigger and bigger if we don't start taking care of it now.
Yeah. And like I said, the board, I can't say enough, the board that we have right now, we've made some fairly sizable upgrades in that building. I mean, just the lights in the rink and the amount of savings that we're starting to see now, it was a big one. But like I said, we got a lot of donations and we used Focus on Energy. We got some money back for putting the energy saving lights in the building. But again, there's always something that needs to be replaced. Right. So piece by piece.
As far as people, bodies, as far as volunteers, you're always looking for more of those too?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, absolutely. The figure skating group, the hockey group, there's a group of people that always want to come in and help out and make the building better for everybody.
So,
pickleball too. Good. I mean, they come in, it's comical. When we take the ice out, there's 24 people and all with little squeegees, 3-foot squeegees, taking the water and the ice out. It's a great group of people.
So they're playing pickleball indoors?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's in the rink.
There's seven.
I thought this was all outside.
No. We wouldn't be talking about it if it was outside. We manage the building. Out the building, it's you know, the one hand washes the other. We help out a little bit, but we're inside the building. They have 7 courts in there.
I mean, Zach's been telling me about his dad's involvement with pickleball since they started. Yes. I kept thinking, where do they play? I don't remember seeing any courts out there that they can convert into pickleball. I never thought of inside.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Gee whiz, I'm a dork.
Yeah, they started out, I think, with 4 or 5 courts. They now have narrowed it down. They've got 7 inside.
Wow.
And there's 5, 6, 7 of those courts right now are going without question.
Wow. Like as we speak.
But as we speak.
Oh, yes. My goodness. Yeah. It's a big deal, I guess.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Wow. Bigger deal than I guess I thought. Sarah Parks Arena, Huawei committee is what we're talking about here this morning. Chris Bembinster is my guest. So is Karis Lau, and both board members of the Huawei Bingo and Huawei committee, I should say. I always want to say bingo after Huawei.
That's okay. Yeah.
You know, being known for that ain't such a bad thing.
Huh? No, it isn't.
Okay, good.
No, it isn't.
Anything else that we need to know this morning? I got a couple minutes left here. Did we cover everything? Is there anything else?
We have a new thing that we're starting after bingo ends. So bingo ends October 9th.
Okay.
And then the 4th and 2nd Wednesdays of every month, we're opening the bingo hall up to do board games, card games, have concessions. So people can come just in a space that there's no pressure for any sort of alcohol or anything like that.
Okay. That sounds good. When is that going to start?
It'll start on October 23rd.
October 23rd.
Yep.
Bingo will be done by then.
Correct.
Okay. Yep. Chris, how about you? Anything before we let you get out of here today?
I just want to thank everybody that comes down, that's a part of that building, whether they're renting or using the space or just coming down to help out, whatever it is, playing bingo, pickleball. It's
ice rentals.
Yeah, it's a great group of people that we have coming down there, and I would like to see that group grow.
Is there a website that somebody can look at and say, I want to learn a little bit more about this?
Yes, and it just got updated.
Okay.
It's gotosarahpark.com.
Gotosarahpark.com.
Yes.
That's S-A-R-A, and that stands for something too, doesn't it?
Somo Area Recreational.
Somo Avenue Recreational Area.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Got it. So now you know what Huawei is. Now you know what Sarah stands
Correct.
For.
Correct. Yes. Well, I think we've covered everything.
If nothing else, we got some education, some local education here this morning. Chris Bembinster, Karis Lau, our guest this morning, talking Huawei this morning, and Sarah Park. And anybody that wants to contribute, if you want to help, if you want to just go and have a good time, talk to a board member, and you can get all the info there. What's the website one more time?
Gotosarahpark.com.
Gotosarahpark.com. Thank you both for being here this morning. I hope you have a good rest of your day is in front of you.
Thanks, Jeff, and thanks everybody from the queue. Appreciate
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.